everyone. Welcome back to the Balearic Yacht Show. We are on day four. I'm losing count, to be absolutely honest, but we're having day three. I've just been corrected. Thanks, crew. But we're having a great time. You know what? It's a little bit gray outside, and we've had a little bit of snow. Not really. A little bit of rain today. But I have to say, for me, as a Canadian, I appreciate a little bit of cooler weather because I was noticing a sheen on my face in some of the other days. But I'm really pleased to welcome Mimi. She is with Super Yacht Recruitment. It is a brand new company, but I tell you, when we look at social media, you guys are just like taking off like a rocket. What is your position over at Super Yacht Recruitment?
So I work as a recruiter specializing in the sales, brokerage, chartering, and marketing roles. But we do recruitment throughout the entire shore-based yachting industry. So we can do sort of technical and naval architecture and design and skilled trades. So we kind of do all of that. But yeah, my specialty is in the brokerage side. So it's interesting. It's good fun.
When was the company formed?
So we got started in February by my managing director, Ed. He'd been in recruitment for about 6-7 years, I think. And then, yeah, we sort of built from there. He was alone for 2 months and then took on 2 recruiters and a director of operations. So we've kind of boosted our numbers by quite a lot in the first quarter even. And yeah, it's picking up a lot of steam and people are interested.
I got to say, I was watching them on LinkedIn and I remember when the company was launched and, you know, seeing Ed's post out there, and then all of a sudden it just went, boom, we need somebody else. Boom, we need somebody else. And, you know, I was thinking he's keeping himself pretty busy just hiring for himself. He doesn't need to hire for anybody else at this rate. What exactly are your guys' plans for the future? I mean, how many people have you hired now so far?
So it's Ed, and then there's 3 of us that have been hired. We're going to try and look for one more at least by the end of sort of this year in the recruitment side. And then I don't know the plans for next year, but I think he wants to then add on another couple, maybe in marketing, maybe, you know, a few more recruiters, and then get more specific in the areas that we are recruiting for. So we can really build those relationships and understand exactly what our clients need in that specific area. And that's all that we're about, is building relationships, working with and alongside HR or the client, whatever it may be, and just, yeah, kind of getting understood and knowing what we're dealing with.
Well, and in this past year, of course, we saw, especially in Europe, sort of a downturn, of course, because of the pandemic, etc. To start a new business in 2021 off the back of such a disastrous year last year, have you noticed that all of a sudden everybody is on boats, everybody is wanting crew on boats? Because I know in the U.S., they actually have a massive crew shortage. Are you finding that that's sort of looking like it may hit Europe as well?
Well, with the crew side, because we don't do too much on that, we don't know kind of too much of what's going on. But obviously, I was in crew recruitment prior to joining SYR, and it's a really interesting time. COVID has had a massive effect. There was sort of a lot of people let go, a lot of people walked back on, and then it's kind of settled a bit, but I think there's a big gap of qualified people with the right amount of experience. But in terms of the shore side, I think businesses are growing. From what we've seen with sales, especially, America is even more successful than Europe at the moment with how many sales. Production lines are full at all the shipyards. You know, they don't have the space to take on more for a few years. So they're trying to grow and fill out their teams and take on more so that they can sell more and produce more. So it's going really well. And so I guess it worked out surprisingly great for Ed that even though he started in a year after a pandemic, it's been quite astonishing, I guess.
Well, it's really great for you to sort of come in on the ground floor, as it were. And as this company sort of explodes, you're one of the first.
Yeah, no, and that's part of the reason, you know, I was really keen to get in with SYR. When it approached me and we had a chat, it was nice to kind of know I was coming in at the beginning and I could help shape the company as one of the sort of initial people that was there, the initial employees. So yeah, that's part of why I wanted to be there. You know, startup's quite exciting. You never know where it's going to go. It can be very up and down, as everyone says. But yeah, we're finding our feet and, you know, we all have very great chats and honest, you know, putting our opinions out, seeing what's happening, and having our area that we specialize in, we can then give advice to Ed on what we think needs to happen for that area and what we need and the tools. And yeah, It's good. It's really good.
Well, something that I've noticed on your social media and LinkedIn lately is that you've been doing sort of a showcase, a weekly wrap-up, as it were, of boat sales and yacht sales going on. Tell us about that.
So it just started out as like, okay, I want to put some content out. I want to get my name out there. I want to get SYR's name out there. What do people want? What's interesting? And I was like, well, my area is sales and charter and marketing and all that. So it'd be nice to kind of make a little kind of bit of content that kind of wraps it all into one. And I started looking at all the sales that have been happening. And I was like, this is really interesting. And there's, you know, obviously you get the news from, you know, Boat International do it, Super Yacht Times do it, but there's a kind of bit from everywhere. So I was trying to encompass it all into one post, whether it be a video or pictures, and just kind of give everyone like a rundown each week. And also to celebrate all the hard work that the brokers are putting in right now, because it's a lot. It's a lot of handholding of the clients, making sure that they're good, they've got everything they need, that they've, you know, got the teams in place to get it all kind of going. And yeah, it's quite interesting to see what happens each week. And I think 2 weeks ago there was 20 sales in a week, which is mad. Like, it's great. I mean, you look at all the data they're putting out and it's, yeah, it's, 2021 is doing amazingly. So who knew the pandemic had happened, I guess.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a good time to be in brokerage and charter, guaranteed.
Yeah, I think charter is still finding its feet a bit more since the pandemic because it's a lot more complicated. But for ownership of vessels, people are seeing that for yachts, it's a great way to have that privacy and, you know, not be sort of too at risk from COVID because you are very much secluded to a boat if you want to. The crew can get regular tests, you can get vaccinated. And so it's a lot of people are seeing it as a good way to still be able to travel and do something nice with the family, but without the risk of having to, you know, be around a lot of people if that's what they're worried about.
Well, if somebody is interested in hiring you guys for your services, how can they find you? Where can they find you?
So we're all over LinkedIn, as you said. I've got an Instagram. We've got Facebook. So yeah, SYR or Super Yacht Recruiter is the easiest way to find us. And just get in contact. Me, Ed, the other recruitment consultant, Lewis, are all very happy to have a chat, put you in touch with the right people, the right areas. And yeah, just reach out. I'm sure, you know, we'll pass on numbers and names and emails. So it's, yeah, we're all over it, really.
And you're worldwide?
Yeah, global. We can do it from anywhere, anything, pretty much. It's, yeah, we're very flexible as well.
Absolutely amazing. And, well, she was mentioning about, you know, yacht charters and buying a boat being, you know, the COVID restrictions, etc. I have to mention, as I have been, that the Palma Yacht Show has been very, very careful in its restrictions. Yeah. We are social distancing, yeah, but we are wearing our masks, and everybody within the fair is wearing their masks as well. And of course, there's only a certain amount of people that are allowed on board, in the show. So make sure you come early if you've got an appointment, or, you know, you might have to wait. But the wait isn't that long. People are sort of coming and going all the time. So you know what? Check out all the virtual stands at the Balearic Yacht Show, and we're going to be back to you shortly with some more live streaming. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and you're watching live at the Balearic Yacht Show.